Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 4 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And in today's podcast, I am going to be talking about the topic, what is your motivation? What is your motivation, right? Motivation is basically that thing that drives whatever you're doing, right? So if, for example, a person wants to get married or a person is married, there is something that is motivating or driving that desire to be married, right? Many times you understand people's decisions, you understand the fruits you get from someone when you look at their motivations, right? Many of us in the world today, we've heard of this term that, oh, if you want to find the reason behind something, follow the money, right? Motivation is like money in a sense. It's like, oh, what is the thing that is driving this person? What is the thing that is making that person to do this thing, right? Like, why are we seeing this person exhibit this kind of behavior, right? Many times, if you can get to the motivation behind something, then you can find the true reasons. You can find the truth essentially behind that thing. So the thing is, there are many different kinds of motivation, right? So we know that people can have good motivations for things, right? Many of us in medicine, we've heard of the term altruism, right? A person has like altruistic motives. They want to do things for the right reasons. Oh, they're going into medicine because they truly want to help people. They truly want to alleviate suffering, right? But then there are also bad motivations for certain things, right? You see certain people, they are coming into medicine for reasons that are just so that they can exercise power and authority over people, right? And again, you may have seen some of these people in your place of work where like, they seek certain positions, they seek certain authority, they seek certain responsibilities just because of the power that it will give to them, right? You see some people in power and in positions of authority, and you see the way they mishandle what has been placed in their hands. Or you see some people, they look at those positions of power and authority that they've gotten as opportunities to enrich themselves and to oppress other people. Those are people that have bad motivations. Another kind of motivation is a motivation that is very temporal versus a motivation that is eternal. I feel like this is going to be a message of many this versus that, right? So the thing is, a temporal motivation is something where you're being motivated to do something just based on something that is temporary, something that is transient, versus an eternal motivation, which is based on something that is a little more long-term, right? It's almost like being short-term versus long-term. And the thing I will encourage you with these different comparisons I've given you is, whenever you're doing things in life, try to have the right motivations. Try to have long-term motivations. Because the thing is, a short-term motivation, when that motivation fizzles away, then there's no more drive for that thing that you're doing, right? So like, to be honest with you, for example, a person that is studying for like the USMLE exams, the USMLE, by the way, for people that are not in medicine listening to this podcast, it's a series of quite difficult board exams that you need to take to become a physician. And if your motivation for getting a high score is, I just want to get a high score so that people think I'm really smart, so people think I'm really wise, right? So that my friends can praise me, so I can put it on Facebook and be able to tooth my horn, right? Okay, that's a motivation. That is completely a motivation, right? And once you have that motivation, after the score comes and you post on Facebook and you post on Twitter and you boast about your scores, after a while, all those things will completely wear away. And when they wear away, then you're looking for the next big thing to motivate you. That's an example of a short-term motivation. An example of a long-term motivation, on the other hand, is like, you know what? I'm studying for these USMLE exams because, one, I want to learn this material well so that I'm able to serve my patients better in the future. I'm able to do right by my patients. I'm able to know this material so well that I'm able to solve problems in healthcare in the future. That's a good motivation. The thing is, many times when you have the right motivation concerning something, it tends to stand the test of time. Because you see many people, they make these commitments, and then not long after they make the commitment, when adversity comes, when challenges come, they completely fall apart. One of the reasons, one of the most common causes of people falling apart when they make commitments is because those commitments were made on the wrong motivations, right? That's why it's very important, before you make a commitment, ask yourself, what is motivating me to make this commitment? If you make the right commitment, if you make a long-term commitment, if you make an eternal commitment, then that thing will keep driving you. You won't back down easily in the day of adversity. You'll be willing to work hard in the face of difficulty. You'll continue to work hard in the face of challenging circumstances. You'll have that desire to keep pressing on, right? There's a part of the Bible that says, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small, right? Some people, they faint in the day of adversity because that motivation is not there, right? Look at Paul. Paul had the right motivation, right? He says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, right? It is a symbol that says, oh, I press on toward the mark of the upward calling of God in Christ Jesus. This was a person that was motivated. This was a person that was properly motivated, right? So he continued to go. He continued to go. He continued to press on, even if there was adversity around him, right? So if you have the right kind of motivation, it will keep you going in the day of adversity. Because again, many people think that the fact that you become a Christian, the fact that you become a child of God, means that problems will not come. No. Even the Bible says that in this world, you will have trouble. But be of good cheer because you have overcome. The people that overcome are the people that have the right motivations. So I'm encouraging you today, have the right motivations. And the thing is, don't draw your motivation from the wrong thing. Don't draw your motivation from humans. Don't draw your motivation from the congratulations of men. Draw your motivation from God. Draw your motivation from your purpose. Draw your motivation from your calling. Right? Because just as quickly as men can congratulate you, those same men can come quickly and assassinate your own character. Right? But again, the person that deals rationally always is God. Right? So again, and remember, the thing is, after all is said and done, if you have the right motivation for things, you will get rewarded. That is just the truth. People that have the right motivations, even if it may look like they may look foolish in the eyes of the world in the short term, but in the long term, they will get rewarded, right? So again, I'm encouraging you today, before you make a commitment, ask yourself, what is my motivation for this thing? Have the right motivation. Having that right motivation will carry you through when adversity comes. Because again, adversity will come. It doesn't matter what you do in this life. As long as it's a commitment, adversity will come. But if you're standing on the right motivation, you're standing on a sure foundation. But if you're standing on the wrong motivation, you are standing on an unsure and unstable foundation. You are building your house on sand versus building your house on the rock. So I encourage you today, my message for you today is to have the right motivation. And again, for those of you that are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, because again, Jesus Christ has made a big difference for me. Many of you that listen to this, I've probably listened to my USMLE podcast, and you know that, again, I'm a child of God, I'm a Christian. So if you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. I surrender all to you. Save my soul. Have mercy on me. Cleanse me in your precious blood. Give me a brand new beginning. Write my name in the book of life. Motivate me to do things according to your will. Thank you, Lord, for saving me in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And if you've prayed this prayer in faith, I encourage you, congratulations, you're a child of God. I'll encourage you to find a Bible-believing church, right? Again, there are many churches that are not Bible-believing. So find a Bible-believing church, plug yourself into that church, spend time in the Bible. There are many Bible apps, right? There's the YouVersion Bible app, for example. Spend time in the Bible, because it will teach you more about the Word of God. It will teach you about the right motivations for life. And as you live out the Bible in your daily life, you'll become blessed. So thank you for listening. Until next time, God bless you. Thank you.